With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Devastation in the community of Grand Blanc Township, Michigan. A gunman, Sunday morning, opening fire in a church, killing at least four people and wounding nine others. Police say the man drove his pickup initially through the front door, then began shooting. He also set the church building ablaze. The suspect was later shot and killed by police. Police Chief William Rennie.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims of this incident that could have been completely avoided. And it's very tragic, and that's not what our community is.
And a deadly shooting in North Carolina.
A North Carolina man is charged with murder after officials say he opened fire from a boat into a crowd at a Southport waterfront bar Saturday night, killing three and injuring five. District Attorney John David identifies him as Nigel Edge and says it was a targeted location.
We have developed evidence at an early stage that this was highly premeditated.
David says Edge was on their radar. Oak Island Police Chief Charlie Morris says the 40-year-old was a longtime resident, a veteran, and also known to them as Sean DeBevois. Edge is being held without bond. I'm Julie Walker.
And a shooting at a Texas casino. Two people are dead there. Artificial intelligence and demographic changes reshaping the U.S. job market. The nation's largest private employer trying to identify the skills its workers and the broader labor force might need for the future. Walmart is working with other corporations and workforce experts to develop and fill jobs that do not require a college degree. Heated rhetoric at time and rising tension. State Department revoking the visa of Colombia's president. That began with an exchange of words outside the UN on Friday. This is SRN News. For women who want to have a baby, well, stay away from pot.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S. and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through the third grade. By 2024, a growing list of at least 20 states, including Alabama and Indiana, had followed Florida's lead. This is SRN News. Major weather system forecast to become Tropical Storm Imelda, causing disruption in the Bahamas and nearby islands. It is expected to approach the coast of South Carolina as a hurricane earlier in the week. Now, senior hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center says a tropical depression that is expected to cross over part of the Bahamas in the next 2 days is then expected to strengthen and move toward the southeast U.S. coast.
At this point, it looks as if the center may remain offshore, but the forecast at that point is pretty uncertain. So really the key message for people is that in the U.S., there's a significant threat of heavy rainfall early next week from this system, from coastal Georgia through the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Humberto remains a strong Cat 4. More details at srnnews.com.